السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Trump and Netanyahu boast and brag while our rulers remain silent like the dead in their graves. Translated. The war between Iran and the Jewish entity has ended, and the crimes of the Jews in Gaza did not stop during it, nor until this moment. The United States carried out a theatrical maneuver, claiming that it had destroyed Iran's nuclear capability. This move came after the Iranian foreign minister met with the so-called European Troika ministers, who were part of the Iranian nuclear negotiations before the U.S. withdrew from those talks during Trump's first term. Iran also performed a theatrical gesture by firing several missiles at the American Al-Udeid base in Qatar, after having informed the U.S. about it, as Trump himself stated. During these events, Muslim rulers issued repeated condemnations and denunciations of the Jewish entity and America violating Iran's sovereignty, and of Iran violating Qatar's sovereignty. Yet among these rulers are those who allowed Jewish and American warplanes to pass through their airspace to strike Iran, and others who intercepted the Iranian missiles and drones heading toward the Jewish entity. After these events, which analysis described as more like a play and which were transparent to most observers, even ordinary people, Trump raised his voice bragging about what he had accomplished regarding the Iranian nuclear file, boasting about his ability to stop the war between the Jewish entity and Iran. Netanyahu followed, arrogantly cawing about preventing Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon and boasting of his victory over it. As for Iran and other Muslim countries, their rulers are unaffected by any of this. They are concerned with something else entirely. The rulers of Iran, who neglected war preparedness and seemed surprised by the Jewish entity's attack, despite the previous escalation and constant threats to attack Iran, did not make the necessary preparations. They allowed Jewish aircraft to dominate Iranian skies, doing whatever they pleased, killing and destroying at will. After every strike, they activate air defenses. How evil is what they do! Then they agree to stop the war even though they were the ones attacked. Now, faced with Trump and Netanyahu's boasts, they don't utter a single word, nor do they show the slightest manly resolve. As for the rest of the rulers of the Muslim lands, their condition remains unchanged, marked by treachery and conspiring against peoples, allowing the enemies of the Ummah and their own people to roam freely in their lands, killing and destroying as they please. They had previously allowed the Jewish entity to destroy Gaza, commit genocide, displace and starve people. The most they offer is condemnation or denunciation. The best of them wants to escalate the matter to international bodies that themselves conspire against Muslims. How vile are their deeds? Do those rulers possess nothing of manhood? Do they not have any sense of gallantry, pride, or dignity? Is there nothing in their vocabulary except condemnation and denunciation? Is there nothing in their vocabulary like
لا يصلين أحد العصر إلا في بني قريظة.
None should offer the Asr prayer but at Bani Qurayza. Is there nothing in their vocabulary like from Harun al-Rashid to Nikephorus, the dog of Rome? Is there nothing in their vocabulary of al-Mu'tasim's sense of honor? Is there nothing in their vocabulary of Salahuddin's courage and heroism? Is there nothing in their vocabulary of Abdul Hamid's decisiveness? O Muslims, your rulers have exposed who they really are. It has become clear to you, and they serve the interests of your enemies, not your own. They are willing to offer you as sacrifices to your enemies in order to keep their crooked thrones, and they have done so time and again. Gaza stands as the clearest proof, and now Iran lies before your eyes, preceded by Somalia, Iraq, Yemen, Libya, and Syria. As the saying goes, the rope is still pulling. So what will you do? How long will you remain silent about them? It is time you made your decisions, spoke your word, and uprooted these ancient rulers. Work with Hizb ut-Tahrir, the sincere and truthful leader who will not deceive you and who holds the real revival project, and you may regain your dignity and honor, return as masters of the world, and bear the torch of guidance to all mankind. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.